Philip?
I've been sitting here listening to a lot of people, not saying a whole lot, really. I've never been through a meeting like this either. My father was an elder, and he never had to go through this. My father-in-law was an elder, and he's been through one like this. He's been through a split as an elder. He's been through another split more recently at Get Well as a member. It's not easy. It's not pretty. And a lot of people age awful quickly. I've been here a little over 7 years, and I've tried my best to stay away from the rumor mills, because I know what they do to a congregation, to the end of the eldership. Sometimes it's hard to stay away from them, because they come to you and they pursue you. But let's face it, this congregation, the numbers on that board over there are not what they were for some reason. Whether it's a person that left and people followed him, and that happens. The numbers aren't what they were. It's not a split, just a little defection here and there. And a little persuasion for other people to go with them. Maybe some of it has been personality. But the implication tonight that I've gotten is that what happened last week was just the last straw, and the camel's back was pretty weak to begin with. Now, there have been a lot of things said for a long time, and a lot of people that have already had lines drawn. I've tried not to. But for goodness sake, for the church's sake, for Christ's sake, I don't care whether we go back 2 weeks, 3 years, 35 years, or to the first century, if there's something in this congregation that's gotten it torn apart that is scriptural, we have to get it out. And we have to get it out before we leave this building. And we have to get it settled. I'm not advocating the elders resigning. I'm not advocating splitting the congregation. I'm not advocating any of that. All I'm advocating is, let's get some credibility into this meeting. Somebody mentioned that the elders had a credibility gap. I don't know that for a fact. However, there seems to be an awful lot of people in here that have that feeling. And as long as that feeling leaves this building, nothing's been settled. Of all the works that this congregation has, and believe me, as little as I know about Kakinada, but having been over in that part of, at least over as far as Singapore, I know how important those kinds of works are. And I know what Four Seas is doing in Singapore. And this school here, you know, the biggest, if the government could figure out a way to tax what we export from this school around the world, we'd really have to increase the budget. It's a great work. The TV program is a great work. And the one we seem to be forgetting tonight is the lectureship is a great work. And why is that true? It's true because of the people and the brethren that it draws into this place for a week, that we can feast off of each other. And it's a great work because it's one of the few around that are left that is sound and solid and built on that book that we keep talking about. But it seems to me that we're ignoring that book tonight. We're talking about personalities. We're talking about short fuses. But we're ignoring the fact that if there is a doctrinal problem in this congregation and it's not aired out before we leave this building tonight, then we all have committed a very grievous sin. And we better, every one of us, be down on the front row tomorrow night. And I'm not sure who's going to be left to take our request for prayers. Now let's get down to the point of the matter.